In this episode, I tell you why I didn't write a book to become an author, because that's a dumb idea. What is happening, people of the interwebs? I am so pumped that you're here at the Do Things Podcast. Again, I am Todd Frazier, your host, as always, and we're going to get into another episode of the Do Things Podcast that I'm extremely excited about, because this is officially the first podcast that I posted for 2019. Was a live stream that I did for the Rodan Field group of entrepreneurs online, and I shared that with you, and it was really, I think it was a really good video that turned into a great podcast. And then I've got the second session of that, which is a Q&A that gets into kind of the details and some tactics that I use for social media and tax understanding for business owners. But in this episode, I really want to talk to you about kind of the crux of what this year is all about. I've told you, if you haven't already heard, for me, my 2019, I'm going to air quote resolution, because if you've heard the episode before, I don't really like the word resolution. Yeah, resolutions. I don't really like the word resolutions, because a lot of times we put so much weight on that to be like, well, I'm going to lose 60 pounds. And then we eat three cakes in the first week of January and we're like, we're not going to make it. And we just really, we set ourselves up for failure. So I like kind of a basic general direction, kind of just like the idea of burn your plans and do things. It's not about not having direction. It's about not being held down by the plans that we create that keep us back from taking action. It's just having enough of a direction that you can start taking a step. So in 2019, for me, this year is about the podcast. I'm going to be putting a lot of effort and energy into the podcast. And people ask me that always, the first question is, Todd, why are you working on a podcast? Why are you putting so much energy and effort into a podcast? So I want to take this episode to really kind of explain to you guys what the purpose is, why I'm so passionate about the podcast, and why this is the vehicle that I'm choosing to really drive this year for me, and really probably may drive into quite a few years, because this is something that I'm really passionate about and I see a huge future for. So with 2019, the thing I'm really excited about with the podcast specifically is this is just a really great opportunity to be able to share a message, specifically this message of doing things and taking action, with exponentially more people, because I'm putting it on multiple platforms. So people ask, well, you're doing a podcast. Yes, but I'm doing a podcast on iTunes podcast and Google podcast and Spotify and Anchor and all the big players in the podcast world. I'm also making videos for most of the episodes that are living on YouTube and living on Facebook. And then I'm also going to be doing live podcasts on Facebook, on YouTube, and I'm going to be doing live on Instagram, because the thing I love about live video, I'm going to do a whole episode about live video, because I think live video is super powerful. But a lot of times people are like, well, I just need to do live video, and they don't actually realize the power of it and what the purpose of it is for. So I want to focus on that, but I'm going to use that in the Do Things podcast to connect with you guys and really engage and create some great content that's going to bring value to you guys. But the thing about the podcast that I'm doing on these really three different platforms, the podcast has a bunch of different network places, but really it's one platform because it's audio only. But the thing about this is it's a conversation that I'm either having with you or with my guest with you to bring value to what you're doing or what you're thinking about doing or what you should be doing in a format that you can take everywhere. You can watch it on YouTube or Facebook. You can listen to it in your car on the way to work or wherever you listen to things. I am a big fan of talk radio. I like talk radio, and therefore I like podcasts. So it just makes sense. You can listen to it at the gym or on a walk. I don't know how many of you get super pumped up. If you're listening to this at the gym right now, let's go! All right, that was for you. You're listening to this at the gym. But there's so many places that the podcast is accessible, especially if you have audio and video. And the whole purpose of my brand, of the Todd Frazier Do Things brand, is to inspire and equip people just like you to take action. That's the whole purpose. I want to help people be inspired to take action and have the tools to be able to do what they need to do in taking action. And the reason I titled this episode, I didn't write a book to become an author, because that's exactly right. I didn't write a book to become an author. And one of the things about writing a book, when you say you've written a book, almost not everybody, But most everybody, when I say, oh, I've written a book, people say, oh, I would love to write a book. I've got a book in me. Oh, I've thought about writing a book. And there's always some sort of comment of like, man, I wish I could do something like that. I wish I could be an author. I want to be an author. But the reality is, guys, being an author is not about being an author for me. And that's one of the things I really wanted to get the point across in this is I didn't write a book to be an author because that's a dumb idea. Now, before you turn this off, let me tell you what I mean by that. It's a dumb idea for someone like myself. For first of all, because I've never written any book, obviously. I've never written a blog. I hardly even write copy on my Facebook and Instagram posts. I use video and audio almost exclusively. So I'm not a writer. I didn't ever have a goal of when I was a kid, man, I really want to be an author. I love C.S. Lewis, and I really, really want to have my name on a book somewhere in a bookstore. I never had that dream. As a matter of fact, I don't even really read. Like, I read the things I have to read, but if I can get audio of it, I'm going to the audiobook or the podcast or whatever audio version that there is out there. I'm going to that over reading a book. Reading for me has just not been, unless it's the Bible, it's not something that I'm doing a lot. But there's something about writing a book that we all think of and we say, oh my goodness, you're an author, you wrote a book. Wow, that's so crazy. But when I was writing this book, my intention was not to be an author. I didn't want to be an author. And the reason I didn't want to be an author is because it's a dumb idea for someone like me to be an author. Point in case, there are over 50 million books just on the Amazon bookstore, both in print and ebook alone. 48 million books. And a person like myself, who's never written a book, never written a blog, barely writes copy on their social media posts, to think about, I'm going to write a book because I'm going to be an author. I'm going to drop my book in the sea of 48 or 50 million books on Amazon, and I'm going to now be this author that's going to be this great, awesome thing. That makes no sense. I don't have any background in it. I don't have any authority in it. I'm not writing a book to be an author. Now, the byproduct of the fact that I've written a book, I am an author. But the purpose of writing this book was threefold, really. The reason I wrote the book was first to prove my theory. My theory is the do things method: perspective, process, results, repeat. You have a perspective, a mindset, you start a process, you get a result, you evaluate that result, and then you repeat the whole thing again. And so my theory is you can do anything. You just have to start. And then as the results come in, you change. So I thought, well, what if I wrote a little pamphlet that I could hand out when I speak? That'd be a great idea. And then it turned into, well, I can do more than a little bit of a pamphlet. I've got some stories to add to that. So let's start adding stories. And then all of a sudden down this proving a theory idea started to come to life, to like, I need to prove the theory by telling the theory, which became this crazy, like the audacity of saying, I'm going to write this thing about this thing that I haven't even proven yet to prove this thing is crazy. Now, being in the math background and in college through all of my math classes, it was all about theorems and proofs and making sure that the math problem made sense, like in the root of it. Now, many of you probably just tuned out because I said math, theorems, proofs, and you're like, kill me now. But the way that those work is they break down the steps of whatever that problem is to the simplicity, the simplest form. And then from there, you can prove the theory. And so what I did with this book in proving a theory was to say, look, anybody can write a book. Anybody can be an author. Doesn't mean you're going to be good. But if you follow this method, you could write a book. And I did. And I proved the theory simply by the fact that the book is on Amazon. And that was the first, by far, the biggest reason that I wrote the book. The second reason was to share a purpose. My purpose is to help people. And in this book, where I prove the theory that I believe can help you or anybody around you take action, I also share personal experiences to give you examples of what I'm talking about, to not just be this esoteric theory that just only works in a vacuum or in a test tube somewhere. This is a real thing that I've done and I've lived my life, and I wanted to share that with a purpose of encouraging and equipping you. And then third was exactly that. I want to lead by experience. I want, more than anything, of all of the things that I talk to people about, I want to lead by experience. And what I mean by that is I don't want to just talk about it. I don't want to be the person that is a talking head that says, well, you should do this or you should do that, but I've never actually done those things. Now, I don't know if you've been on the internet lately, but there is a lot of people that are out there on the internet and speaking in front of large groups and sharing some sort of technique or tactic or perspective, but they've never actually done it. And that drives me nuts. It drives me insane. I cannot stand listening to or watching or hearing from people that are out there giving you information and they've never actually done it. They've never actually taken action in that. Not that there may be things that they didn't fully flush out before they share their views, because I've done that. I haven't maybe fully flushed it out or gone all the way to the end of it, but I have actually done a thing and I started it, and now I know what it takes to get it started and the process that I've been in, and I share that detail with you, or I bring on a guest that has an experience. But the biggest way that we can learn is by hearing others' experiences and then applying that to what we're doing. Because if we're taking action, we're constantly bringing in information. We're getting results, we're getting feelings, we're getting understanding, we're getting knowledge, we're learning about a thing. And that's how we get to do more things, or the knowledge that we get to be able to take action in new things is because of experience. And here on the Do Things podcast, my goal is to lead by experience. That's it. Bottom line, if I haven't done it or experienced it enough to give you some insight into how it's worked for me or worked for my guest or worked for somebody that I trust that has gone through it, then I have no business in bringing that to you. All of that to say, there's a lot of people that talk and there are very few people that do. And I want everybody that listens to this podcast to be in the line of people that do. So there's this meme that I saw the other day. One of my friends shared it on social media, and it really hit home, because this is exactly the way that I feel and it's what I've experienced. And this is what a lot of my friends have experienced. It's a cartoon drawing, and there's three separate lines with a sign in front of each line to kind of give you a differentiation of who's in that line. Now, the first line that goes all the way out, it's literally, it looks like if you've been to Disneyland in the summer and you've tried to ride like Dumbo or Autopia or one of those rides, or Peter Pan or Mr. Toad, where the line is just forever. This first line is that line. The second line is about half that long, and the third line is like a ghost town, like there's nobody in line. And the first sign with the line out the door says critic. Everybody wants to be a critic. Everybody wants to tell you what they would have done different, or what they thought you should have done, or the I told you so, when you know they never really told you so. It's so irritating. But everybody wants to be a critic. Everybody loves to be a critic, I think is the saying, right? Then the next line, which is about half as long, those are the talkers. Those are the people that'll talk, and they'll give you all this advice, and they'll tell you all these answers that they're telling you is a great. But then the next line, that's a ghost town, is the doer line. There's literally like nobody in the line. There's trash in the back and a few people like wandering off away from it. The doer line. Guys, the doer line is where we need to be. We need to be taking action, even though we're afraid, even though we're not sure what's going to happen, and we need to take action. And the people that are the doers are the ones that we can be listening to actually get advice, because they can lead by experience. That's it. Bottom line, leading by experience is, in my opinion and in my experience, is the best way to get a point across, to help people, and to make the things that you do better, is leading by experience or being led by experience. Now, I just had fun as I was writing these notes down, these show notes, to say, what are the things that I did this year? I've talked about a few of them. Actually, I probably talked about quite a few of them. But what are the things that myself and my family, what did we do this year? Because I really truly believe that we are a family of doers. My wife, Tammy, and my three kids and myself, we're a family of doers. We're in the far right line. We don't always get it right. As a matter of fact, we probably don't hardly get it right, but we at least attempt it. And then from there, we get a result, we can adjust, and we repeat. But the things that we've done just this year, started a digital agency and engaged multiple new clients. And in December of 2017, I decided we were going to do some digital agency stuff. And by January, we had landed a few new clients. And then that has grown over the course of 2018. So I started another another division of my business. We homeschooled three kids. My wife is a rock star, and she homeschools three kids. It's one of the best things we ever did, just from a time standpoint, because our kids are in sports. And it was one of those things that's like, we got to do something. So we tried homeschool. We had no idea. We dove into it. My wife's a rock star, and it's epic. So we homeschooled three kids. We took an 86-day trip across the country in a motorhome. That, you guys, I've told you about that before. Part of it's in the book. That was the one of the most epic do things we've ever done. It was super epic. And if we had never taken the chance that it was going to go bad, which there were parts of it that went bad, and we came home a little early because things were getting rough, but ultimately we did it and it was amazing, and it was 86 days across the country. We also moved three times. So we moved out of our house into a motorhome. Then we moved out of the motorhome. Actually, We moved out of our home into my in-law's house because I hit the house. I hit the house with the motorhome. Then we moved into the motorhome. Then out of the motorhome into where we are now. And well, I guess there was a little bit in between. So technically, maybe four times. But you get the idea. We moved a lot of times. So that's not necessarily good or bad. It's just, you know, it's part of the things that we did this year. I wrote and published a book. Hello, there's another thing. But I didn't write it to what? I didn't write it to be an author. I wrote it to prove a theory, to share a purpose, and to lead by experience. I started and revitalized three podcast shows. This, the Do Things podcast, I'm running this. I've got Jesus and Coffee, I'm running that. And then we've got this new show called Creator Spotlight that I'm working with my friend Mike Venduzzi. Shout out to Big Mike, where we are going to be spotlighting creators in a way that's different than what other people are doing. So we've got those three shows that I've started and revitalized. I coached two flag football teams this year with my kids. We weren't champions, but we had a lot of fun and it was great. And my twins went together. My son and my daughter played on the same team. Girls playing in a division full of boys, and then they run around them, is really, really fun. So we did that. My wife and I each individually took each kid on a one-on-one trip. They all got one trip. They didn't each get two trips, but we took them each on an individual kind of short-term trip to just kind of get away and connect with them. I ran a 10K. That one of those trips was with my oldest daughter. We ran her first 10K. We built this awesome, epic podcast studio, which is turning into more things that are happening in 2019. We did that. What's else on here? Started posting regularly to YouTube. I really got pumped about YouTube videos, and we started pushing a lot of content there. And you guys, I went through the stats this year. I had over 136,000 views on YouTube. Crazy. Didn't even expect that. I went over to Facebook, 119,000 views on Facebook too. So that's a lot of the things that I've got coming up with the podcast and the views and things like that. That, you guys, it's huge. It's crazy. And I didn't even realize that. I didn't even know that until I looked back at what had happened. And then I spoke at 10 events in front of over 10,000 people. So for 2018, I think I can officially say I was a doer. Now, that doesn't mean I was the doer or the best doer. I just did things. I do things. And I think you can do things too. And it doesn't have to be an 86-day trip across the country. It can be as simply as start posting things on the internet about a message that you have. It can be reaching out to a friend or family member that you know needs help, but you've been hesitant to help them. It can be start homeschooling your kids if that's something that you're feeling passionate about, or trying a new job, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be massive. It might turn into massive, but it starts as a single step. And it puts you in that doer line that then you can lead others by experience while you're being led by experience. Do you guys understand what I'm saying? That my whole purpose of this show, my whole purpose of writing a book, my whole purpose of going on a trip, other than, I mean, it was fun and it was a great opportunity to connect with family. My whole purpose of starting a digital agency, my purpose of running a 10K, all the things that I just listed that I did in 2018 is not to pat myself on the back. It's to say, look, I'm a doer. And I want to lead as many people as I can by experience. And the only way I can lead by experience is by doing. And that's what it's all about. You have to do things. You have to start. You have to take action. Do the first thing. Take the first step. Even if it's small, you never know where it's going to lead, because if you don't ever do it, you're not going to do anything. You feel me? You got it? The reality is, writing a book to be an author is stupid. It's dumb, especially if you're me. If you're not established as a writer, there's no reason to write a book unless you're doing what I did, which is prove a theory, share a purpose, and lead by experience. That's it. That's all, guys. You got to do things. You got to take action. And in 2019, I am still taking action while you're going to be taking action. And we're going to lead so many people by experience, it's going to be epic. Like, it's going to be an epidemic of doing things across the globe. All right, I'm not going to get ahead of myself here, but I am going to keep doing things. And I'm going to share that with you. And I'm going to get interviews with people that are doing things. And I'm going to give you techniques. And I'm going to give you tactics. And we are going to rock 2019 so hard that its head's gonna spin. I posted the other day a picture that said, I'm ready for 2019 because I'm gonna kick it in the teeth. Who's with me? I wanna know who out there in podcast land is gonna be part of the Do Things crew. They're gonna do things and they're gonna kick 2019 in the teeth because we can do it together and it's gonna be epic. All right, guys, I hope that this encouraged you and you get out there and you actually do things. I really appreciate you listening. If you have anybody that you think, oh, they might like this podcast, would you tell them about it? Would you share this with your friends and family? Would you just subtly be like, hey, yeah, I'm doing things. That'd be great if, this guy does things and I think it'd be fun. Because that's what it's all about. I want to reach as many people as possible to inspire and equip them to take action. And we do that by leading by experience. That's it. That's all it is. All right, guys, thanks so much for being here. I'm Todd Frazier. This is the Do Things Podcast. If you haven't got your copy of Burn Your Plans and Do Things, go do that. Burnyourplans.com. It'll take you right to my author page on Amazon. And the audiobook is still coming. It just takes forever. I'm sorry. I apologize. Eventually, it'll be there. If you get the paperback or the ebook on Amazon, check it out. If you have any questions or comments, hit me up on social at tfraziersocal. FraserMethod.com is the website currently. That's going to change soon because we're doing things with that. Otherwise, until next time, I will see you on the Do Things Podcast. Get out there, guys, and lead by experience. Peace.